but it wouldn't have spelled. What's the deal? Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Silver Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Who's the most gracious, bodacious, and loquacious people with smiley faces out here on a daily basis. It's the last day of May, so hey, let's be off to the race. Contender number one, Evander Holyfield.
Oh,
now, the former undisputed world champion name was among the elite in the boxing world, but now the heavyweight's known more for his real bills because of all the money he owes in back child support. Evander Real Bills of Holyfield was once sticking and moving, and apparently ducking and dodging, paying a couple of payments to child support to the tune of $300,000-something, y'all. Holy Holyfield, Batman. That's a house. Anyway, Evander child support bills Holyfield is about to go from Vin Diesel to Paul Walker because the judge is trying to take Evango undriven driver's license. He can't even draw to get an ear corn, y'all. Contender number two, Wim Scrubby Scruggs. Now, y'all might not know who Wim Scrubby Scruggs is. Hell, I don't know who he is, Sybil. But I got a call from a friend saying Scrubby Scruggs is a friend who don't believe my friend was really my friend. Now, I don't want to say my friend's name because me and Mike Washington have been friends for years. But if you're friends with a 51-year-old Cadillac DeVille driving Wednesday bowling and Best Buy Geek Squad working brother named Scrubby Scruggs, then something is wrong with you, too. And hell, he'll little be old to be working on a Geek Squad, ain't he? I mean, what is he working on? Flip phones, Zenith TVs, Commodore 64s, and Ataris? Contender number three, Mike Washington. Bammers of a feather flock together. Contender number four, Jennifer Lopez. Yep, Jenny from the block was on Britain Got Talent, turned up, ass out, turn it down. It was a great performance, except it was a family show. It's Britain Got Talent. This ain't Britain Got Back. She was gyrating in a black leotard, looking out of place. Sybil, she looked more like Millie Jackson on 106 and Park. I think it's time for J-Lo to just let it go. I mean, it's time for her to be a Republican and cover it up. You can't be twerking with twins. I mean, hell, you'll mess up the PTA meeting. That's all they had to talk about at the PTA. Contender number five, that guy that hit Beyonce on the butt at her concert in Copenhagen. I looked at the tape, Sybil, and the butt slap was actually a backhand. That shiggity don't count. You have the opportunity to high-five the Han Pots and squeeze Blue Ivy's mama shaman, and you hit it with a backhand? Are you shiggity-ing me? I don't know what they do in Copenhagen, but in Compton, I would have rolled up on that ass and hit a hell of time, homie. Keyshawn Johnson, you are the Bama of the week. The next time you want to chase after Justin Bieber in a gated community, don't jump your tall ass in a Prius. You pool block community cop. Jump into something the brothers in the barbershop can talk about, like a new Bugatti. Hell, Keyshawn would have been better off calling Evander Holyfield and Miguel to try to chase her. Hell, they'll look like Rocky and Bullwinkle running out there. You see how black people act in gated communities, Jay and Thomas Sybil? They drive Toyota Priuses and shit. Keyshawn is too damn tall. He has limo legs. If you can hop out the Statue of Liberty, you don't have no business being in a damn Prius. You ain't Larry David. Get yourself a damn Escalade.